Well, while the U.S. plans to search the Russian trade mission in Washington, early on Friday, it was reported that the FBI was planning to search the general consulate premises in San Francisco, which means that in just a few hours, staff members will have to clear their premises for the U.S. security services to conduct the search. Now, it will not only be carried out at Russia's consulate offices, but also at the apartments of staff who live in the building and who have diplomatic immunity. Now, U.S. authorities have ordered staff members and their families, and we do know that some families have children and babies, to leave their homes for up to 12 hours. Now, Russia's diplomatic staff was given quite a short notice, only a 36 hours warning. Now, the State Department has said that the facilities will be closed and entry or access there will be granted only with a special permission. Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova slammed these U.S. intentions. She called it a raid and an invasion in the consulate office and homes of staff. She also said that the orders of the U.S. authorities pose a direct threat to security of Russian citizens and also seriously violate international norms on diplomatic and consulate relations.
We are talking about invasion of the consular offices and the departments of diplomatic staff, with the latter being asked to leave, not to stand in the way of the FBI. We reserve the right for retaliatory actions. However, this is not our choice. It's been forced upon us.
This diplomatic row has been unfolding quite rapidly in the past few days. Now, Russia says that this conflict wasn't started by Moscow, but the U.S. administration. Both sides continue to say that they do want to establish good relations. But given the latest circumstances, it is really unclear whether it's still possible.